My name is Peter Lewis, I'm a member of the Welcome to the second day of our For today, there will be three speakers. Chandrasekhar Acharya Prabhu, the first speaker. He's been distributing books for 12 years, 13 years, almost 13 years. Very good book distributor. He's been distributing books all over the world. Started out in Los Angeles. Very intelligent devotee. I'm sure you'll be impressed by his presentation. And next speaker will be Bishop Bhargava, who is the director of book distribution in England, British Isles. And then I'll say a few words after this. So let's welcome Chandrasekhar Acharya Prabhu.
Taught that you should never give books for free because they will never read the books. And there are quotes by Prabhupada saying that. But there, if you research, there's also many other quotes by Prabhupada in which he very much appreciates and encourages the distribution of free books. For example, I'll read you one passage. He's speaking about George Harrison. Prabhupada himself says, I wish to send some free copies of Bhagavad Gita to George Harrison for distribution among his intimate friends. In another conversation, another letter, Prabhupada is speaking to the founder of some foundation, some institution, I don't know the name. And he says, I will be glad to donate free as many copies. Your foundation requires from me. Last one I'll give you. In a conversation, Prabhupada says, giving free books away, what is wrong? And Madhubhishabhu says, well, you said we should not give books away. You said we should sell the books. And Prabhupada laughs. And he says, no, no, no. He has, if you purchase from me and you give free to others, what is my loss? If I purchase from you and give it, distribute it free to somebody else, that is not wrong thing.
Нет ничего плохого в том, чтобы кому-то давать книги, которые вы платите бесплатно.
So, on the one side, we have this very bona fide understanding that we should sell the books. And that will always be there. And that should not be criticized. Brahmacharis should sell books, and grahasthas can sell books if they maintain themselves, for example. But then the whole issue of economics, of how much profit they can keep, has to be discussed. But then there's this other side where Prabhupada definitely gave the green light for us to give Prabhupada's books to people to read. It's a lot easier to give than to take. And as Bhante Maharaj was saying yesterday, our movement is spreading very much into the direction of grihastha-based, congregation-based movement versus a monastic, brahmachari-based movement, how it was 30 years ago. At the beginning of the movement, it was only brahmacharis and brahmacharinis, and they had to sell the books because if they did not sell the book, they could not pay the electricity bill at the end of the month. And nothing wrong with that. But we see that our movement has expanded and many temples have very big congregations. And therefore we should also encourage, push, where it is possible, where it is financially possible, the distribution of free books. And personally, I don't think it's, you know, just giving, let me take care here
once.
I would focus specifically on the student command. Just like I did in my old high school. Devotees should go to, you know, make presentations in schools, in universities.
Наверное, могут идти в школу, в университет, делать презентацию.
And advertising themselves as, you know, priests or teachers of the Christian conferences.
И представляться как священники, это учительство на Christian.
And after giving a presentation, they give as many free books to the interested students as they want.
И тогда можно раздавать после такой среди презентации столько, сколько это возможно бесплатно.
And I tell you, people will read the book and they'll be not only interested in what they read, but they'll actually have a very, very nice impression of Islam, of the devotees.
И я уверен, что многие не прочитают эти книги, не только прочитают, но и останется еще очень хорошее впечатление об Исламе.
A connected point to this is that I personally think the devotees should become more and more qualified with these Bhakti Shastra, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta degrees.
My
Because these degrees give us some sort of authority, you know. So-called authority in the face of the outside
world.
So when we can develop a class of very learned devotees who actually have official, you know, devotional, transcendental degrees, then they can go give very nice presentations with authority and give Prabhupada's books to the student community.
И тогда такие высокообразованные, приятные вещи, вашнавские дипломы, они будут делать целебные презентации, давать людям книги Шрилы Прабхупады.
So that's what I've been doing lately.
Это то, что я делал в последнее время сам.
And it's a lot of fun.
И это приносит определенную радость.
Maybe as time is going on, I'm becoming more and more puffed up and proud, and therefore I cannot tolerate anymore being, you know, pushed down on the street
by somebody who said,
yeah,
I don't want
to
go there.
So I think, I don't know, I'm not omniscient, but I think as time goes on, this program of distributing free books to student community will increase. I hope it will increase. I think it will increase. And there will be more and more money in this month, more and more money in this month. And devotees should be aware that there is nothing wrong with giving free books to people. It's absolutely bona fide. Prabhupada encourages the fact that these books. And the more we distribute these books to people, the more people will, you know, read the book, become Krishna conscious, which we understand what happens. I became a devotee by getting a free book. So let us continue to somehow or other give these books out to the people. And in this way we can feel very connected to Prabhupada. We can feel that we're doing something that is very pleasing to the Guru
Parampara.
That is giving us blessings. Jai. So, if there's any question, we have 5 minutes left. Thank you very much for your time. I think Prabhuji was there.
Yes, you just said, Prabhu, that you became a devotee by getting a free book.
Yeah, it's on.
And so did I. In the mid-70s, the first Krishna book ever translated into French was handed to a friend of mine who had absolutely no interest in spiritual life or in anything. give a donation on the basis that the devotee was such a nice guy. And it was midnight at the end of a party on a Saturday night that I discovered this book lying on the floor. I barely had the awareness to be able to read the word Krishna Tatestam
said.
It took me about 20 minutes just to look at the front page. The beautiful embroidered design and this picture of the Krishna couple.
И вот знаете, рассматривал классный дизайн, обложка, которая рассматривал классный.
I begged my friend, please let me have this book, let me borrow this book for a couple of weeks.
И я упрашивал своего, пожалуйста, на пару дней хотя бы дайте.
My friend happily gave it to me, he had no interest in the matter.
И он с удовольствием дал мне, потому что он не интересовался.
So this is to say I'm very happy to hear someone mention the benefits of free food distribution.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you think about like your religion, you know, giving up like that on mass? What do you think about going to school like at the end of breakup and passing out lots and lots of the kids coming out for free?
Did everyone hear that question? Now, what about going when school is finished and students are coming out and you go there and you give them free books? And then you don't take them?
There are a lot of
things
that
are
supposed to come out
of
the free.
I think it's a great
idea.
We look at the Mormons, the Mormon Church. You've heard of the Mormons? They're running everywhere. And they give them, and they did a very nice presentation. Now, of course, they're passionate ignorance completely, but like these things, certainly, you know, they give books in a nice hardbound and books on Mormons. So, again, there's nothing wrong with prophet literature. You have donations, this is bonus. I can also, why not also, if you can, give many books, hardbound books, to people who appreciate
those very homologous books.
One thing is that I go to universities where there's Christians giving out free Bibles. At the end of the day, without exception, they go to all the trash cans and pull out the books that students have thrown away. So I think when books are given away for free, then they should be asked, with this book about yoga and meditation, will you read it?
Exactly.
You don't just give it out, you know, randomly.
That's why I
like you give out Kitchen or something. As Lokanath Swami was saying, he said that a lot of books get sponsored different cities around India. And then they have programs that are just giving out Bhagavad Gita, you know, to everybody and anybody, and you know, some people don't even read, you know, so it's like it should be done in an intelligent way also.
That's why I was stressing the point of doing programs in schools. And if you go to a school as a teacher, and the teacher will be very glad to invite us, then the students whoever wants to take.
I was just going to say, I think the point about the presentation is very important, because if somebody gives you a book and you sat there and you're like, this is really interesting, this guy's really cool, and I really like this stuff, and then you're going to take the book and read it. But if somebody just like visits you on the street, people take anything that's free, and they don't know what it is when they take it, they just say, yeah. And then some of them don't read it, especially young kids, they make jokes, they throw it away. I've seen that before, the book's lying in the gutter when in Sydney they do a lot of like what you're showing, giving out the small books, just pumping them out, and people are just, some will take it, some will read, one or two will probably be blown away and might become a devotee, but many might just, they didn't realize what it was when they got it. They thought it was shampoo, or thought it was anything. So the presentation is really important.
One
more question.
If your congregation is mostly favorable but not very serious, how would you recommend approaching them for sponsorship?
I would recommend speaking to devotees like Mahatma Prabhu, for example, who is in San Diego, or devotees who have experience.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't have experience in raising funds for sponsored books. Okay, we'll ask the next speaker. Thank you very much for your time. Of course, the book distribution, of course, Prabhupada. Gaura Purananda Sri.
Thank you, Chandrasekhar Acharya. So now I'll have the next speaker, Srimarbhu, a demon. He was actually the Sankirtan leader at the manor for many, many years. Everything kind of happened in pretty hectic times in England. So he has a family, of course. He became a businessman. And then Krishna inspired him to again take up his role as leader of Sankirtan in England, so he's inspiring many devotees throughout the world to distribute books. Although during the marathon he was very sick, he still came out number one or two or something in England,
number two, and the year before he was number one.
So this last marathon he was number two, although he was sick, the year before he was number one. So Lord Chaitanya has picked him up again and he's inspiring devotees all over England. So let's give him a good hand.
I had enough desire to meet people,
I didn't like to. I was very shy. I always avoid confrontational approach. I didn't really join in to harass people, you know, by taking a book and getting something in there. So I did not like book distribution. I hated book distribution. Straightforward speaking. But somehow or another, I was a troublemaker at the beginning. As usual, it is said in the scriptures that Mahaprabhu, he picks up the most troublesome, the most
fallen,
and he does tell them into something useful. So, somehow or another, I survived the service. And I performed book distribution for full time for about between 17 and 18 years. As a Sanghitan leader, as a temple president, as I was always going out. But then, at some point, I told that there is something more
than
book distribution. Maybe to become a GVC or guru or something like that. Or a founder of Acharya. But I just thought that a book distribution, I had it, you know, I did it enough. I did my quota. And I felt that probably I needed a break. But when I stopped the book distribution, so the devotees, they were very excited in England. And they dragged me into management. In which I'm still management, the director of Oriscon UK. And also I was doing some business, as property business and some paintings business, which was successful. But in my heart, I was heavily miserable. So in retrospect, for 5 years, I divorced myself from book distribution. And I was thinking, there is something missing. There is a gap in my life. So much so that, as Vijay Prabhu said, that in the early days, all the book distributors, they went away from England. Shilam Swami went, now it's GVC Nangri, Adikata Prabhu left for Alachua. There was several devotees, 5-6 of us, that we were the driving force for book distribution. Economically, the Yatra was doing very well. But spiritually, the Yatra was perishing. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said preaching is the force, the life and soul of the devotees. And the direct form of preaching is Jiva Doya. Be compassionate to the conditioned souls and give them Krishna consciousness in the form of these books. So, year after year, we usually have the management council before the marathon starts. And the item of book distribution was at the bottom, on the agenda. So, in 2005, we had some usually meetings, you know, there is, because leaders have different opinion, very often there is clash, arguments, and so on and so forth.
В 2005 году у нас снова был совет, и у лидеров были разные мнения, были споры.
So, 2005, at the end of the meeting, the book distribution was on the agenda, by the way.
И в 2005 году точно так же распространение книг было просто каким-то незначительным пунктом в нашем обсуждении.
One day when he went to the toilet, another one was scratching his head, another one was saying side conversation.
И в это время, когда двух подняли, кто-то ушел в туалет, кто-то там почесывал голову, кто-то просто беседовал на другую тему с соседом.
And there was nobody was interested.
Никого это не затронуло, эта тема.
So I felt very sad.
Начал я очень расстроенным себя.
I felt responsible.
Я почувствовал, что я должен взять ответственность.
I felt it was my fault.
Я понял, что это моя ошибка.
We closed the meeting like that.
Мы так закончили встречу.
And when I went home, I was very depressed.
Когда я вернулся домой, я был депрессивен.
So I went to the temple.
Я пришел в храм.
And there were so many sleeping giants, so many powerful servants.
Много спящих гигантов, могущественных преданных санкитами.
But there was no driving force, there was nobody taking the initiative.
Но не было движущей силы, никто не брал на себя инициативу.
So I went into Shri Prabhupada's room.
Я вошел в комнату Шри Прабхупады.
And I was reading some of the excerpts from Shri Prabhupada's conversation to visitors at Bhaktivedanta Manor.
Я начал читать беседы Шрила Прабхупады с посетителями Бхактивиданта Майнора.
And this is the truth. It's not by chance that something came up. There was a devotee called Kulashekhar.
И там была беседа с одним преданным, его зовут Кулашекар.
He one day went to Шрила Прабхупада's room and he asked Шрила Прабхупада, is it true that just by chanting Hare Krishna, following the four regulative principles, we go back home back to Godhead?
И он спросил Шрилу Прабхупаду в этой комнате, Шрилу Прабхупада, что следуя четырем принципам, повторяя Хари Кришну, мы вернемся обратно к Богу.
And Шрилу Прабхупада, he put down his head.
Шрилу Прабхупада склонил свою голову.
And he started to, he was crying.
И он на самом деле плакал.
So he left his head and he looked at him with tears in his eyes.
Он поднял свою голову и со слезами на глазах посмотрел на этого преданного.
And Shri Prabhupada said, do you think I will cheat you?
И он сказал, что если я вас обманываю,
in a very emotional way.
Это было очень эмоционально.
Shri Prabhupada said, of course, you go back home back to Godhead just by following the regular principles and chanting Hare Krishna.
Он сказал, нет сомнения о том, что вы вернетесь к Богу просто повторяя Хари Кришну.
He says you don't have to do anything else.
Даже если не будет делать ничего другого.
But
no.
Shri Prabhupada said, what to speak if you carry on distributing these books to people?
Ну что ж говорить, если вы будете распространять книги этим людям?
Something is better than nothing.
Что-то лучше, чем ничего, конечно.
Of course, more is better than something.
Что-то лучше, чем ничего.
So if you go out distributing, carry on distributing these books to the conditioned souls, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come personally and take you back home back to us. So it made me thinking, if nobody is forcing me to do book distribution now, I could be having a setback, I could be chanting, I follow the following principles. Why should I take the trouble of going out in the cold, facing the element, facing the mind, the modes, the body? But it's a voluntary service. All of you, you came here today, not because you were forced to come here. It is a voluntary endeavor. Because you want to do something for Srila
Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada, he's very liberal. He doesn't demand anybody, he doesn't force the acharya, they don't force anyone to go out and preach. Just by reading these books, following the rules and regulations, they're very happy with you. But if you help them in their mission, then Bhakti Vatsala, they become your servant. The acharya, they become very, very happy. Because this is the family business. Sometimes the child doesn't want to do the business of the father. But if he does it, then the father becomes very happy. So that gave me so much inspiration, and I reconciliated myself again with book distribution. And we have to just be as an instrument, and then the mercy, the power, the ability, the intelligence, whatever you need to do it, that is supplied by Srila
Prabhupada.
Or by your respective gurus, by Lord Krishna himself. So, it is wonderful because it's voluntary service. You move, you just by lifting a book, and you think, and you desire a little bit to give this book out to somebody. You are already going 100 miles towards Krishna. What to speak if you literally you do it? Krishna immediately makes all the arrangements. And then you feel alive, inspired. So I made a commitment to go. I don't like to speak about myself, but I'm just, giving some my own experience in what I felt during this, the difference between before. But in the eyes of God, we are all the same. We are all useful and nobody is necessary. If you actually being fought the war, somebody else will be able to fight the war. If I am not anymore Sanitan Minister for England, somebody else will do the job.
Если я не буду оставаться министром санкетом для Англии, кто-то другой будет это делать.
Кришна, he doesn't really need anybody.
Лишь Кришна на самом деле никого больше не нужно.
But if we voluntarily try to help him,
но если мы добровольно пытаемся помочь ему,
immediately makes the arrangements.
Он сделает все необходимое.
For his service.
Для вашего служения.
So I'm working on, England has been doing very well for the past 2 years. Also thanks to the encouragement and the friendship of Vijaya Prabhu,
created
a beautiful website where we can see all the different realizations of Sankirtan devotees. Those are not ordinary stories. We are all, as they call it, the soldiers of fortune. Which in the symbolic representation, the view of the children, the soldier of fortune is a hero. From the view of the children point of view, the soldier of fortune is considered to be a hero.
Military?
Okay, we'll jump that. Anyway, we are all hero. And it is a great work. What you are doing, all of you. So, thank you very much for your attention. And I think we have a couple of minutes. We'll ask if there's any questions or any comments. Yes, please.
You mentioned that a couple of years ago or some time ago, people weren't too into book distribution. So my question is how did you get everybody into book distribution? I think it was doing really well now.
Usually, you know, like the Bhagavad Gita says, you know, that you have to if your leader does something, everybody will follow. So, being on the management council, one of the directors, so I felt responsible and set as an example. Formally, I would talk to them, I would preach, but I was not going out. During those 5 years. Because I was not walking the talk. You know what it means, Prabhupada? I was not walking the talk. In other words, you have to do what you say. Then people will respect you. And for me, I felt that it's not good also to have a lump of fire during the marathon. And then pulling with the bow, I'll go back to my business or whatever. I maintained the consistency of going out 2-3 days a week. And by Krishna's mercy, in the year 2006, by going out part time, I came first in the UK for the year. So I'm placing commitment with myself to carry on going out. And it's win-win-win-win situation with so many things, with the mind, with the health, with the devotees, with Krishna, with your spiritual advancement. You cannot lose in any way. And there are some devotees that are doing very nicely, they're exceeding me also, and they're very fired up.
They're
coming up as big book distributors. So it is not something from the past. The reason why I brought up this thing is because we do not want to follow in the trap of thinking that Sankirtan book distribution is only for the beginning of our spiritual life, or for neophytes, or for brahmachari. But we could see that Srila Prabhupada passed away during that.
translating books.
It is the
beginning, the middle, and the end. This is the mission of Mahaprabhu. Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, prasada distribution, whatever teaching we do, there is no difference. The world is
connected. Is that
okay? So, thank you very much.
Он не хотел ехать.
So they made that, well, let me
Let us speak to Prabhupada if he could, if we can get his compassion and he could send it back. And so they went and explained the situation that he's the only son, we don't mind him as a Hare Krishna, just send him back to us. So Prabhupada decided to have a meeting with Giriraj and his parents. So he asked Giriraj, do you want to go back to America? He said no. I want to stay with you, Prabhupada. So the parents were again devastated. So then Prabhupada told the parents, or he told Giriraj, take your parents to the foothills of the Himalayas, spend a few days with them and give them some of your association. So they were happy with that, at least they got some association
with them.
And then they came back, and just before they left, just before they flew back to America, Giriraj wanted them to come and speak with Srila Prabhupada. So they spoke to Prabhupada for about an hour. And it was such a nice exchange. They were joking and telling stories. So then they left. And the servant said to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you amaze me. Everybody loves you so much. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, that's because I love everyone so much. So Prabhupada had this affection for everyone. It's for everyone in spirit soul. And this is the mood of pure devotee. And as we continue on in Krishna consciousness, we also, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Krishna, we can also develop this compassion. The people are suffering so much. We also are suffering to some degree. Not as much as the non-devotees. We have some understanding of our spiritual existence. But this place is not a nice place. So the more we understand this, the more we dedicate ourselves to spreading Krishna consciousness, the more people will benefit. And so in the festival handbook, it's mentioned that I would speak about compassion, determination, and humility. So I said a little bit about compassion. Now, actually, to go out with the mood of compassion is not an easy thing. So if you don't feel compassion, it's not that you should not go out
with Krishna.
Some of us, many of us, myself included, we go out because of duty, because of, we know it leads to Srila Prabhupada.
Многие из нас уходят из чувства долга, в том числе и я, для того, чтобы доставить того, что еще другое.
But as we advance, then,
по мере развития,
then this compassion will come.
У нас проявится сострадание.
Because this is one of the natural characteristics of the devotee.
Потому что это одно из естественных качеств преданного.
And once that compassion is developed, then you just feel so happy going out and helping the conditioned soul.
Когда вы успеваете до сознания, вы будете чувствовать величайшее счастье, помогая обусловленным душам.
And so many amazing things happen.
И происходит разными способами.
I'll tell you one interesting story that I heard yesterday.
Интересную историю расскажу, которую вчера услышал.
From one Ruski.
От одного русского.
sees Prabhu. He, from the inception, from a young child, he always wanted to know about God. But he studied the Bible, he studied other religious books, but nothing satisfied him.
Изучал Библию, другие религиозные книги, это его не удовлетворяло.
Then he found the Bhagavad Gita.
И он встретил Бхагавад Гиту.
Here is God.
И вот он понял, это Бог.
He was so happy that he found something to explain God.
И он был так счастлив, что он понял, что это Бог.
So then the devotee would have given him the Bhagavad Gita, told him that if you want to become very close to God, then you should distribute these books. So he said, okay, give me books, I'll distribute. So he became a book distributor. He had not even started chanting Hare Krishna. That's rare,
eh?
So then his brother also became a devotee. And he told me of an instance recently in Russia. What he does is he travels around Russia with his program is Hainan, book distribution and prasadam distribution. About 25 devotees. And he told me one girl got a book. I think Life Comes From Life. After reading that book, she became vegetarian. She started chanting Hare Krishna. She made these beads out of some type of material. Her mother became a devotee also. She was vegetarian, also chanting on these beads made of some type of material. I don't know what it was. And they did like this for 6 months without seeing another devotee. So just see the potency of these books. Never, you know, she got a book from one devotee, from reading that book, became vegetarian, started chanting Hare Krishna, and some people made her mother devotee also. So this is the potency of Prabhupada's books. So determination is also very important. In Kali Yuga, or the general tendency of the conditioned souls is to become very lazy in spiritual life. So therefore we need constant encouragement in this matter of book distribution.
Поэтому нам необходимо постоянное вдохновение в отношении этой деятельности.
And this is why I have this book distribution conference, right? Send out stories and realizations and quotes from Srila Prabhupada.
Поэтому я всегда провожу эти семинары, конференции, распространяю книги и преодолеть реализацию с историями на эти темы.
By the way, before I forget, anybody who would like to be on the book distribution conference, you can give me your email and I can add you on.
Если кто-то хочет пройти в эту конференцию в интернете, просто нужно дать свой электронный адрес.
I'm curious, how many people here are on the
book distribution? Кто из вас уже входит в эту конференцию в интернете?
Oh, not very many. Well, I get many letters from devotees appreciated, so I think you all appreciate it very much.
Хорошо,
of course, we're risky to have a hard time. Maybe they can translate it somehow. But in order to do book distribution, what gives me the most determination to distribute Prabhupada's books is reading his books. Nothing inspires me more than that. Because throughout Srila Prabhupada's books, he's always mentioning the importance of giving this knowledge out. There's even one place where Prabhupada says that those who are on this book distribution mission they're actually in samadhi.
В одном месте Шрила Прабхупада пишет прямо, что те, кто участвует в миссии распространения книг, уже находятся в самадхи.
So it's so auspicious to do this activity. And if we have this determination, then we can continue on year after year after year.
Если у нас есть это решение, продолжать год за годом, год за годом.
And then we have a few minutes left about humility. He once said, "When will I, with a humble heart, go out to spread the teachings of Sri
Chaitanya?"
So this humility is very, very important. Humility means simply understanding reality. I'm a little soul. And the people that I'm approaching, they're actually also little souls. And we're all part of Krishna. And the souls that we're approaching, they also used to be in Krishna. But they forgot. One interesting statement by Srila Prabhupada I read recently. He said, yoga means, bhakti yoga means to learn to forget what you've learned and to remember what you've forgotten.
Прабхупада пишет такое определение. Бхакти йога это означает вспомнить то, что мы забыли, и забыть то, что мы так долго помнили.
There's so many nonsense things that we've learned in this material world.
Так много глупых вещей мы запомнили, научились в этом материальном мире.
And we get harassed by these memories so much.
Трудные воспоминания так сильно тревожат нас.
Computer chip back there.
Компьютерный чип.
So by this process we can forget all the nonsense that we've learned.
И благодаря этому процессу мы можем забыть все эти глупости, которые там засели в нашем уме.
And we can learn to remember Krishna.
Можем научиться помнить Кришну.
So that's what book distribution is about.
Вот о чем распространение книг, что такое распространение.
We're trying to help people remember Krishna again.
Пытаемся помочь людям снова вспомнить Кришну.
It's like many times Prabhupada would go to a city and the reporter would say, why have you come here?
Очень часто, когда Прабхупада приехал в какой-то город, репортер спрашивал, о чем вы сюда приехали?
And Prabhupada would say, I've come here to help you remember what you've forgotten.
Прабхупада отвечал, я приехал вам напомнить о том, что вы забыли.
So that's the mission of the book of Shri.
Такова миссия распространителя книг.
So we have another seminar starting. Are there any questions or... Tomorrow and the next day we'll have more time. I think these seminars are stopping today. Thank you very much.